It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio on what is a beautiful June 7th of 2023. Hope your day's treating you well. Thanks so much for being here, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter if you are there, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on the tweet machine, at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page if you're on the Zuck machine. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. You'll have more local and statewide sports in your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Make sure you bookmark the website, not only for that aforementioned stream, but you also get all sorts of local, statewide, national sports content, podcasts, audio on demand. I'm not just saying this for my health. I genuinely believe you will say this was a good decision as far as my interneting is concerned. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join the program with any questions or comments. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. Email address, if you'd rather do that than call, by all means, do so. Questions, comments, or maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Don't be shy. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up here, like usual, in just a few short moments, we've got a stack of area sports news and scores to get to for your Wednesday. And after we're done there, we'll get you a national sports update during the first timeout, as well as a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. We'll get you the lowdown on how to wager on tonight's Cubs game, as well as tonight's Game 3 of the NBA Finals, which will come at you from South Beach in Florida. And I think we're going to be able to get Sean Keeler, our friend from the Des Moines Register, formerly of the Des Moines Register and current Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, on tomorrow's show. Sean did get the assignment to go to South Beach, and I was texting with him just a little bit earlier today, asking him if he did, in fact, make the trip. And when he told me that he was there and, of course, would be covering tonight's game, that series tied at one after Miami was able to steal one a couple nights ago in Denver on Sunday night, to be specific. And even that series at a game apiece, I said, hey, man, if you plan on acquiring the South Beach Flu, and you just want to say, cross me off, I can't be on the show tomorrow, I will totally understand. I haven't been to Miami before, but I have been to Florida. And so it may not have been the South Beach flu, but call it the Panhandle flu. I've had that once or twice. And you're probably not, well, I can say, you are not in any sort of shape to be appearing on any media channel of any sort. So. And Sean, being the trooper that he is, the consummate pro that he is, says, Nah, man, it's going to be fine. It's going to be a late night, but just circle back with me tomorrow in the morning and we'll make something happen. And I continue to be infatuated with the NBA Finals because I just think it's some of the best basketball that we've seen in the NBA Finals in quite some time. And if I'm sure there's people out there that would like to debate me on that, but I mean, I just keep reiterating that point because I understand so many of us, rightfully so, are just big college basketball fans here in the state of Iowa. And I'm telling you, I mean, just it's great all around. Great defense, great offense, the game within the game, all of it. And, of course, the personnel, right, led by Jimmy Butler with the Miami Heat, Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP with the Denver Nuggets. I'm in on it, man. And I wish I could say I'm as in on the NBA or the Chicago Cubs as I am on the NBA Finals. Cubs come up short last night, 7-4, got off to a 4-0 lead, and then the bullpen did what it's been doing. And that's not holding leads, to say the very least of it. But Cubs got another crack at it tonight. It'll be game two of a three-game set in Los Angeles against the Angels. Pre-game coverage of that one's going to begin at 8. And first pitch at 8:35, I think it's Jameson Taillon on the bump tonight for the Cubs. He was finally good in his last start after just an incredibly rough start to his Cubs career before that in the starts that he had made. So we're hopeful tonight. Cubs need to start winning some games, man, or else they're going to have to sell again at the trade deadline. And it's getting to the point here, and we've talked about it a little bit here and there with either Michael Cerami of BleacherNation.com, Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register, who does a great job covering the Iowa Cubs, connected at all levels to the Cubs franchise. It's just like, hey, this is going to be potentially the third July in a row where you're trading away instead of bringing in talent, at least, you know, talent to win now, I should say. And at what point does it become a referendum on, at the very least, David Ross, and I think probably more appropriately, on Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations? So it'll be very interesting to see how the next 5 to 6 weeks play out for the Cubs and what it could mean for the state of the franchise moving forward. Because I see you out there, Cardinal fans, with that smirk on your face. But guess what? Life ain't great for you either right now. So I guess if there's one thing to take a little solace in, it's that. But man, I just wish I want to be able to watch meaningful baseball again after the trade deadline. I really would like that. And apparently, for 3 years running now, that's too much to ask. But keeping the faith, as ill-fated as it may be, keeping the faith for now that maybe there's a little bit of a run somewhere left in this team to try to get back in a race. And a very winnable, supposed to be very winnable NL Central. It is, but we'll see, man. Okay, get off that soapbox, Cole. Anyways, coming up today on the show, in that break, that's where I got sidetracked, talking about the VSiN Action Update. We'll, of course, get you a forecast before we come back from that first timeout. And we'll come back and continue to do summer check-ins on our in-state college football teams. We're under 100 days until kickoff. It's now 87 days until kickoff. For the Iowa State Cyclones, they take on the UNI Panthers in their season opener on September 2nd. And we had our check-in with David Eicholt on the Hawks yesterday. We're going to check in with our friend Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports and CycloneAlert.com today on the show and do our little summer check-in here. And then also ask Nick as well what he thinks about all the smoke that's out there about the Big 12 potentially expanding once again and potentially doing so this very summer. So that's coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Nick, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side, and have some audio I want to bring you from PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan. Kind of left it to the pros for the most part yesterday, that being Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen, to break down what continues to be, just rightfully so, a hot-button issue with the PGA Tour merging with LIV Golf, although Rory McIlroy says it's not really a merger. That's not the way that it should be sold, even though it's being sold that way. So when I talked about this yesterday on the show, the point that I wanted to drive home was we know a lot less right now than we're going to know as the days go by, the months go by, because this is going to be official beginning in 2024. And I think that perhaps even the PGA Tour and LIV Golf are still trying to figure out what it looks like once the calendar turns to the new year. But, you know, there has been some updates, some more information that's come out. And Jay Monahan, rightfully so, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, has been taking it on the chin for just being the he's in the running for the hypocrite of the year. I mean, I guess if we're leaving like politics and news and all that real world type of stuff aside, when it comes to maybe like sports and pop culture, Jay Monahan is currently the guy who is leading in the clubhouse for hypocrite of the year. And we'll have some audio to bring you on, you know, just why that is what it is. I mean, you just can't refute it given some of the things this guy had said when he was trying to prevent PGA Tour players from the allure of cashing in and leaving for LIV Golf. There's also some audio we may be able to get to from a couple former Iowa Hawkeyes who are now trying to, or at least one of them trying to, and another confronted with a challenge in the NFL. So a couple former Iowa Hawkeyes in the NFL facing some different circumstances. Some audio we may be able to get to as well from those guys coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. You know what? I'm trying to think right now whether I want to do this now or whether I want to do this later. I think we'll do it later because I've already kind of done my usual thing and gone on about this and that already. So what it's about, I'll just tell you this to be a radio fundamentalist and tease it. It's the Madden curse. The Madden curse, the Madden jinx. The Madden 24 cover athlete was announced today, Josh Allen, the incredibly talented, well-decorated Buffalo Bills quarterback. And I think most people out there that, you know, pay any attention to sports know of the Madden curse. And I think that there's probably more people than there should be who maybe roll their eyes at it, turn their nose up to it. But I've got the documents right here. Me and my friends would like to say to one another. And I mean, spoken as a Cubs fan, I think the Madden curse is right there in terms of how formidable it is compared to the Billy Goat curse, right? I've got the documents on that. Time permits, we'll get to that in the third segment of today's show. Have a little fun there. But let's dive in. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. The state co-ed golf meet held yesterday. Tournaments in both Class 1A and 2A in the 1A tournament in Boone. Sumner Fredericksburg's Chloe Bolton and Jameson Howard were runners-up with a 78, just two shots off the 1A leaders. Grundy Center's Abby Lindemann and Judd Jarofsky placed 10th with an 82. Meanwhile, in the 2A tournament in Ames, Waverly Shellrock's Maddie Mummeltie and Wes Hubbard were 9th with an 83, nine shots off the leader. Last night in Metro Baseball, Waterloo East defeated rival Waterloo West 5-2. In Metro Softball, Cedar Falls split a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Tigers won the first game 5-0, dropped the second 9-7. Waterloo West split a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars won game 1-3-0. Wahawks took the nightcap 5-2. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro Baseball, Waterloo East plays host to Des Moines Roosevelt. That's a doubleheader. And Waterloo Columbus is on the road at Grundy Center. In Metro Softball, Cedar Falls hosts a doubleheader against Dubuque Hempstead. Waterloo West has a twin bill at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And Waterloo Columbus Softball also at Grundy Center. Rochester outlasted the Waterloo Bucks 9-6 in 10 innings. In Northwoods League play last night at Riverfront Stadium, the Honkers outhit the Bucks 14-5. Waterloo now 4-5 overall this season on the road at Rochester tonight. Three members of the Iowa State men's basketball team have been selected to participate in the USA Under-19 National Team Training Camp in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Incoming freshman Omaha Blue, Milan Momcilovic, and guard Wofford transfer Jackson Pavelecki have all been invited to the camp. A total of 35 players have been invited. It begins on Sunday, 12 players will be selected to represent the national team at the FIBA U19 World Cup. Takes place June 24th through July 2nd in Hungary. The college track and field season will begin to culminate with the NCAA Outdoor Championships, which began just a little earlier today. The meet in Austin, Texas goes through Saturday. Members from Iowa State, Iowa, and UNI participating. 21, to be specific, from Iowa, 6 from Iowa State, and 3 from UNI. The Iowa women's basketball team has scheduled to play a prominent opponent next season. The Hawks will take on Virginia Tech in the Alley tip-off November 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Both teams reached the Final Four last season and are projected to be top 10 programs this upcoming season. It will be the first matchup between Iowa and Virginia Tech since 2011 in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes lead the all-time series 2-1. The Iowa women's basketball team, of course, coming off a historic season in which it won a school record 31 games en route to an NCAA national runner-up finish. And finally, in case you missed it, the Philadelphia Flyers have traded for Waterloo native and former Waterloo Blackhawks goaltender Cal Peterson in a 3-team deal. The swap involved a total of 6 players and several draft picks from the Flyers, Los Angeles, and Columbus. In November of 2018, Peterson became the first former Blackhawks goaltender to appear in an NHL game when he started for the Los Angeles Kings. He played in 101 games for the Kings, compiling a record of 44 wins, 42 losses, and 10 ties, while recording 4 shutouts and a .905 save percentage. All right, let's take this time out. National sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we continue our summer check-ins inside of 100 days. 87 days to kickoff for Iowa State, taking on UNI on September 2nd. We check in on the Cyclones with Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. That's next, right here, on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Nick Cope.
Rory McIlroy spoke today about yesterday's announced merger in golf, and he stressed that the PGA Tour will be the one calling the shots moving forward.
With the headlines being mergers with LIV, like, that's not the... I mean, if you look at the structure of how it's structured down, this new company sits above everything. Jay's the CEO of that. So technically, anyone that is involved with LIV now would answer to Jay. So, you know, the PGA Tour have control of everything. Whether you like it or not, the PIF, we're going to keep spending money in golf. At least the PGA Tour now controls how that money is spent.
McIlroy added that while he has mixed emotions about it all, he feels this will ultimately be good for professional golf. In the NFL, the Jaguars unveiled plans for renovating their current stadium in Jacksonville. Bills quarterback Josh Allen has been named the cover athlete for Madden 24. And in soccer, BBC reports that Lionel Messi will sign with Inter Miami.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're tuned to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
You're invited to My Waterloo Days, June 8th through the 11th in downtown Waterloo, featuring a parade, 2 music stages, headliners, Genuine, Ying Yang Twins, and Blessed Union of Souls. Kids activities, teen stage, fireworks, and much more. Free admission. Visit mywaterloodays.com.
Whether you need shower, party, or wedding invitations, thank yous, announcements, or corporate printing, Copyworks will design your project with superior attention to detail and a quick turnaround, all at a competitive price. So before you shop online, visit Copyworks on the Hill in Cedar Falls.
Your parking lot is the first image potential customers have of your business. A-Line Striping and Sweeping will help improve your business's curb appeal. From lot sweeping and restriping to signage and speed bumps, sharpen your image with A-Line Striping and Sweeping, providing the best quality in the Cedar Valley.
Anderson Collision are your specialists in collision repair. They have great relationships with insurance companies, and they'll keep in touch with you while your vehicle is being repaired. Anderson Collision is dedicated to you, the customer, and your satisfaction. Anderson Collision, 6 in Washington and Cedar Falls.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Juice Reel, the betting intelligence tool that's making better bettors. Open the App Store and get your hands on Juice Reel. Start betting smarter. Juice R-E-E-L. Juice Reel. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cubs and Angels tonight in Anaheim. Jameson Taillon gets the start for Chicago tonight, getting a run and a half, minus 162 on the run line, while the Angels minus a run and a half, plus 134 on the money line. Cubs plus 120, Angels minus 142, the over-under sitting at 9.5. NBA Finals Game 3 tonight, Miami hosting Denver. The Nuggets, a 2.5-point road favorite, minus 144 on the money line. Miami plus 122. Over, under, 214.5. Series is tied at 1. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Desiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Lows dip down to about 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Low 80s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Once again, low of 52 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 81.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert on your home for Cubs baseball, 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, and we're continuing right now with our summer check-ins. We're inside 100 days until the 2023 college football season kicks off. For Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI, technically 87 days is what the count is right now until Iowa State kicks off its season on September 2nd at Jack Trice Stadium against the UNI Panthers. So really happy now to be able to reconnect with Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen. Nick, thanks so much for being here, man. Hope you're enjoying your summer.
Cole, I really always enjoy talking to you, my friend, and, you know, you as well. I'm actually perfect timing broadcasting this here live from Ames with you today.
I'm very much looking forward to this summer check-in with Iowa State football because I feel like, okay, we get through spring football. That kind of is what it is, but, you know, you feel like maybe you hit a little bit of a lull in the middle of the summer, but there's always those things that just kind of linger out of spring ball. So, like I mentioned, 87 days to kick off. How about we just start with, is there anything in particular, as we sit here on June 7th, Nick, that is front of mind for you with Iowa State football? Or maybe even if it's not with you, it's with your message board at CycloneAlert.com?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would say, Cole, a couple position groups that people have really kind of been asking about a lot and that have kind of been at that forefront, really, in terms of time, since spring ball. I'm going to give you one on offense, one on defense. I think the tight end room, a position group that was incredible for a few years here in Ames, actually sent a couple guys to the NFL, as I'm sure you know, here recently in the 2022 draft. That room is going to be back to really, really strong. A lot of depth there. I will mention that. There's some good youth there, guys like Andrew Keller, Gabe Burkle. You've got guys like Easton Dean. Deshaun Hanika came along late in the season. I think that's a room under tight ends coach Taylor Mauser, Cole, that's going to be really kind of back to a strength of Iowa State. And defensively, look, I'm not sure how many times a position group like this year's secondary has been talked about as much. You're returning, I would probably say, two or three guys within those four or five spots that you could potentially see going to the NFL, guys like TJ Tampa, Miles Purchase, and Bo Freeler at the safety position for Bo.
How about a follow-up on that defensive backfield? TJ Tampa has been great, among others that you mentioned, Nick, but with the graduation or the departure to the NFL draft for Will McDonald, Iowa State's all-time sack leader in program history, and some of the other departures we've seen in the interior of the defensive line over the last season or two, it feels like maybe on paper at least, that perhaps life will get a little bit more difficult for them What can you tell Cyclone fans out there that are going, man, I hope that's not the case. I hope that the pass rush continues to be at the standard that John Haycock has done such a great job of setting. What can you tell us about that Iowa State defensive line headed into 2023?
Yeah, cool. So I think, you know, it's definitely fair to hit on those stars that have been, you know, gone, and they might not be exactly replicated in terms of some of their early production. But I will say certainly on the inside, or kind of that D tackle spot, maybe not quite as much as the end, we'll say, guys like Dominique Orange at nose, he really came along as a true freshman in that second half of the season. Tyler Onyedem has had a really strong spring. I expect him to be very high on the depth chart, and he's someone that can rush the passer and kind of get to the quarterback. Peterson as well, off the edge, he's going to be one of those top pass rushers that you'll really see. And then a guy like J.R. Singleton, I think that he actually had a lot of buzz, at least on my end, in spring ball and fall camp last year. Had some trouble staying healthy throughout the course of the season, but I've actually run into him here at camp a few times in Ames just this last week or so with these youth camps. And I think he's primed to be in, you know, kind of that 2-3 line in terms of depth, potentially running with some of the ones. I'll also mention a name, the diehard Cyclones fans know, Jefferson Adams. He's a transfer. He's going to be a D-end. He showed a lot of pass rushing prowess at his last stop at Hocking College.
Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest right now. We're doing a check-in with Iowa State and UNI football now that we're inside 100 days to kickoff. 87 days as we sit here on June 7th until Iowa State will kick it off against the UNI Panthers. You know, Nick, one thing I wanted to make sure to ask you, I've been asking everybody this as we've done this little informal series is, okay, as you look at this Iowa State football team coming off of a season where I think they would say they underachieved, right? They only had 4 wins a year ago. Can you easily identify 2 things where you would say, if this is in good shape, if that is in good shape, Iowa State is set up to just plainly have more success this year than they did a season ago?
You know, Cole, I think that I can. Obviously, football is a really complex game, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. Now, that's not going to be one of those 2 things that I do hit on, but I do think that's something that just happened a couple games. I think of Kansas State, Texas. Some of those things happened last year, but I will say, the offensive line. Now, the buzz has been really good. It's been consistent. I shouldn't say really good. It's been consistently good since spring ball in terms of overall improvement as a group, depth, physicality, kind of playing on a string together. So I think that the offensive line is a major piece there. I do see that spot being much better under Ryan Clanton, even in year one. I want to give credit to some of the strength staff there as well. So I'd say the offensive line. And then the turnovers, Cole. I mean, Hunter Deckers, it's not all on him, and he showed a lot of talent and flashes and things like that last year, but he seemed to have the turnover bug really throughout the entire season. So yeah. For, you know, the offense as a whole, that needs to be cleaned up. I expect it to be. I've got really high, you know, expectations and aspirations for this offense under offensive coordinator Nate Shielhouse, and I think those 2 areas will help add even 2 or 3 wins by themselves in 2023.
You know, Nick, as I hear you explain those 2 things, I think by proxy, you're talking about the offensive line. I think the run game, and I don't think it's too different whether you're talking Iowa Hawkeyes football or Iowa State football. Both programs were not near their standard with the run game last season. Of course, like I mentioned, by proxy, that's attached to the offensive line. But I guess in following up and pointing out how important I think getting the run games back for both of those teams are, what would you say, like, let's be real here. What is the potential of a backfield with Jirell Brock, Cartavius Norton? Maybe there's some other guys you would know, not me. I mean, what do you see as the ceiling here for this run game that I feel like is just so critically important to being able to, you know, get back to what Iowa State fans are used to here, which is not 4 wins in a season with Matt Campbell?
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair, Cole. You know, I think it kind of aligns with that offensive line, like you mentioned. I don't think there's all the blame or all the credit on either side. Now, I think it's going to help. You would think, just with the luck in the world, that the running back room will stay healthier this season.
Yeah.
I think that's a big issue. I think that the overall run scheme, and in terms of what Clanton is implementing, I think you have to expect the ceiling to be raised a little bit for the running back room. And then depth. A couple guys I don't think you mentioned there. You did mention Norton. A.J. Harris is a transfer from Stanford, was a four-star recruit out of high school.
Okay.
He looked pretty good in the spring game. You know, he's got some speed to him, but he actually looked really physical. Little prowess catching the ball out of the backfield. He scored a touchdown in that game. I think he's a guy, and I'm not sure how much you will see this player here early, like as a true freshman, but Abu Sama, one of the best high school football players to really ever come out of Iowa this century. Now, he's put on some weight. I saw him recently. He's got some of that mass. He still has the speed, and he's someone that, whether it's this fall, year two, what have you, he absolutely single-handedly raises the ceiling for the RB room at Iowa State.
We're not taking John Haycock for granted, are we? Because I feel like maybe it's three or two wins last season if he's not putting out another quality defense. And, you know, we talked about earlier, Nick, about who's there on the defensive line to kind of carry the torch forward. But, man, it's just like, hey, you know, it wouldn't be crazy to think that maybe the defense could take a step back. But then again, it's like, well, it's John Haycock. It's not going to happen. What would you say about that dynamic?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it, Cole. I think, you know, I'm trying to make a comparison. I think of maybe like the Brady Belichick Patriots or, you know, LeBron and the Cavaliers. You just expect these things, like when they were with those respective teams, to be done because of the success factor, and you don't always have to talk about it. So I don't think you're really taking it for granted. I do think there's some level of a challenge just because of some of those really all-time greats that the program lost, like a Will McDonald, Anthony Johnson. But again, overall, Haycock's a guy I've seen at camp too. You know, he's as locked in as ever. I think there are still a ton of great pieces. I think we mentioned six or seven starters alone from last season that are expected back. There are guys that started some games that maybe got hurt, like Jeremiah Cooper or Malik Verdon. Like, they're still expected to be very good in the secondary. And I just think as long as Haycock is here, while it may not have the star power that 2022 had in 2021, I expect this defense to still be a top 15 to 18 unit in the country.
Nick Osen, 24/7 Sports Network, CycloneAlert.com, our guest for a few more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Give Nick a follow at The Real Nick Osen and become a subscriber at CycloneAlert.com. Nick, I'm going to put you in a little bit of a pickle right now. I'm going to come just kind of out of nowhere with this one. I've made the prediction on this show, and we know each other well enough that you know I cover UNI football for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and I don't say things like this lightly. I'm not a hot take guy. I haven't made a prediction like this before, but with everything that we have on paper, as we sit here right now on June 7th, I have made the prediction on this show that you and I will go to Jack Trice Stadium and upset Iowa State on September 2nd. In large part, I believe they'll do so because of two things. I believe they have the best quarterback between Iowa State and themselves with Theo Day, given the body of work that I've seen. And I also believe that their defense, which started slow, to say the least, and finished strong last season, will rebound by getting their defensive coordinator back, Jeremiah Johnson, from Kent State. Now, I'm not sure. You can just say, whoa, and we can move on like you kind of already did. I don't really have a question here. I'm just putting it out there that I've made that prediction. And if you have a reaction, you're more than welcome to give it to me.
Yeah, I think I will just because, you know, Cole, you're not like a hot take guy, and I respect that. And again, they have a lot of great pieces, you know, here coming back. I think talking about UNI, or, you know, you mentioned some of the coordinators. Now, I think a couple things. I think Iowa State will have some of the talent, the depth. I know this is something that's kind of an intangible, but really the hunger after, you know, overall what was probably a disappointing season. It will be the home opener. And again, I kind of actually go back to that offense a little bit. You know, I think that things will be similar, but I just have so much kind of trust and faith in Nate Shielhouse and what he can do with this Iowa State offense. I maybe won't be shocked if it's a good game. I'm not sure what kind of that spread is right now. And I know that you and I just mentioned this week, is actually a very well-respected program. But a loss here for the Cyclones here at Jack Trice would surprise me.
I think the game within the game is going to be that matchup of offensive coordinators. Bodie Reeder with UNI in his second season after a huge first year. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the new guy. Not new, but new to being the play caller, Nate Shielhouse. I think that's kind of the game within the game there. But I just wanted to have it on record with you. I didn't want to kind of slide in late here after maybe some camp injuries or something. I wanted you to hear it in the middle of the summer that I made that prediction. And like you point out as well, and I appreciate you saying it, I'm not a hot take guy. So we're on the record there. Before I let you go, Nick, and thanks so much for being on today's show, there is so much smoke out there about what might happen with regard to expansion with the Big 12 Conference. And, of course, we know that the Big 12 for some time, it seemed like, or at least ESPN would have liked to think that the Big 12 was on the ropes. Maybe it was going to dissolve. The Pac-12 is the conference right in those crosshairs right now in terms of potentially dissolving or being a shell of what it once was. Arizona, Colorado, the two programs, the two universities mentioned as potentially being added maybe as soon as this summer. I mean, there's just so much smoke out there, like I mentioned, Nick. I mean, what do you make of all this? What, if anything, in all that's out there sticks out most to you?
Yeah, so I'll be honest, Cole. I figure we'll do another, you know, preview or two kind of before the season starts. So yeah. I will be able to go even more in depth after being at Big 12 Media Days and around the commissioner and things of that nature. But I'll just hit on two quick things. When I've been asked about this on shows and such, the Colorado aspect is something I've heard for a good month and a half, 2 months. So that's kind of the spot that I've mentioned. And then two, you know, I think it just points to overall how great of a spot the Big 12 is now in compared to either what it was or what it was made out to be
yep.
by some of these other media outlets at the time.
Nick, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you as always. Great to catch up with you. And yeah, we'll absolutely talk Iowa State football a handful of times before that season gets kicked off on September 2nd. Enjoy your summer, man. Thanks for being here.
Always great speaking with you, Cole. Thank you so much.
Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network. And make sure you follow him on Twitter, @TheRealNickOsen. Yeah, I am not hiding from this, folks. I've made this prediction shortly after spring ball ended that you and I would go to Jack Trice Stadium this fall, September 2nd, 2023, and upset Iowa State. And anybody who's listened to this show knows well that I'm a big supporter of Iowa State football. I mean, I love Matt Campbell, what he's done for that program, and really believe in just so much of what's been the positive developments that have happened in what's going to be year 8 now. Remember, we had Coach Campbell on the show with the Cyclone Tailgate Tour in downtown Waterloo a couple weeks ago. Also, want to make sure to mention again that I put Coach Campbell on the spot. I said, we got to get you on the show for a segment, right? I'm going to hold him to that, all right? We're going to get a full segment of Coach Campbell before the season kicks off, although I guess maybe if it gets back to him that I'm predicting you and I upsets them, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I think he'll still come on the show. All that said, I'm not hiding from this. I'm not just saying it on one show, and then I'm going to let it sit there, and then I'll only circle back to it if I'm right. I hadn't not made this prediction before, and I don't really make predictions. The reason I'm doing it is because of a whole lot of things, news, notes, inside knowledge, so on and so forth, that I continue to collect that compelled me to make such a prediction, because that's part of the fun we get to have here on the radio, right? That's what separates this from my other job, where I can bring my opinions here and bring some takes here. And anybody who listens on a regular basis, like Nick points out, knows I'm not a hot take guy. And if you got any thoughts on it, on the prediction that UNI football goes to Jack Trice Stadium on September 2nd and upsets Iowa State, well, then call the show. 319-277-1918, 800-913-9479, or send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com. In case you forgot, is the email address. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up here during the break. We'll come back on the other side. Got a little bit of this and that to get to. Got some audio from PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, who just had to wear it yesterday. I mean, this guy is trying to word salad his way out of this merger with LIV Golf that Rory McIlroy says is really not a merger. The PGA Tour is in charge. Not sure quite what to make of that. Also, former Iowa football All-American Tristan Wirfs, who's had an outstanding career so far with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's got a big switch this offseason. He's going from right tackle to left tackle. Got some audio from him. That's all next right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Hawkeye women play Virginia Tech November 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina as part of the inaugural Ally Tip-Off. Both teams are coming off appearances in the Final Four. Virginia Tech lost to LSU in the national semifinals. The Hawkeyes fell to the Tigers in the national championship game. Former Iowa State star Breece Hall continues to make progress as he bounces back from a knee injury. Hall was putting up big numbers as a rookie for the New York Jets last season before suffering an ACL injury in Week 7. He has returned to the field for workouts.
It's going. It's going good. It's been good to get back out on the field, running around, doing drills, starting to cut and stuff, and feel like myself again. Just progressing every week, so it's been good.
And in baseball, the Iowa Cubs will be out to snap a four-game losing skid tonight as they continue an International League Series in St. Paul. This is Radio Iowa.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from, because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Get help for them and you by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or visiting yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Huh. Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's your time to shine.
First Maxfield Mutual Insurance provides protection for your home or farm you can afford, all backed by friendly hometown service. Their staff knows the area, and for over 150 years, Cedar Valley residents have counted on them for quality protection for farm mutual insurance. Contact First Maxfield Mutual, a Grinnell Mutual member, for all your insurance needs.
First Maxfield Mutual, our strength is your security.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64000.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
All right, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. In case you've missed it, there has been a little bit of hubbub about the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf. Obviously, it's called like a public investment fund is technically the like company that's behind LIV Golf, and that's all Saudi money. And as you might imagine, if you have been unaware, that's caused a lot of consternation, whether it be PGA Tour players that defected and took the payday, or just strictly the politics, the geopolitics of Saudi money. Obviously, the Saudis were directly connected to the attacks on 9/11. However, they do remain strategic partners with the United States geopolitically. So the trouble here is that PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan admonished anybody on the PGA Tour who would consider going to LIV Golf because of 9/11. How could you take Saudi blood money, you know, as he referred to it as. And he's obviously, as I said earlier in the show, become right there at the top of the leaderboard for biggest hypocrites in the sports world for the 2023 award, which as the years go by, that continues to become a more and more infamous award to achieve. Here's Jay Monahan, the now, of course, scorned PGA Tour commissioner, who will continue to be commissioner of what, you know, whether it continues to be called the PGA Tour, you call it the Professional World Golf League, whatever. There's way more questions than answers. But he says he believes golf is better because the PGA Tour and its former adversary, LIV Golf, have merged.
We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the table, coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same, and the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
Okay, but Commissioner Monahan, like, you said what you said. Like, how could anybody ever take Saudi money, and now the PGA Tour is financially in bed, entangled with Saudi money? What changed?
As time went on, and, you know, you've heard me say a couple times, circumstances change. You know, what changed? You know, I looked at where we were at that point in time, and it was the right point in time to have a conversation. And we weren't, you know, Michael, going back to the origin of LIV, they, and I said this, they needed to go down their path, and we were going to go down ours.
This is a masterclass and not directly answering any questions. Here's PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan on the hypocrisy.
I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. And so I accept those criticisms.
And here might be the golden goose of all of his quotes that don't really answer anything in an interview earlier this morning on the Golf Channel.
Jay, the 9/11 Families United made a strong statement yesterday. They said you co-opted the 9/11 community in taking a moral stance against LIV. How would you respond to that group?
Well, I read Terry's comments. I obviously acknowledge her loss and completely understand her position. And to the question that you were just asking, you know, I think about the fact that I allowed confidentiality to prevail here. And in allowing confidentiality to prevail,
what?
I did not communicate to very important constituents, including the families of 9/11. And I regret that. I really do. But as we sit here today, you know, I think it's important to, you know, to reiterate that I feel like the move that we've made and how we move forward is in the best interest of our sport. We've eliminated those fractures. But for any difficulties I've caused on that front, again, I have to own that as well, and that comes back to communication.
Just an incredible non-answer there by Monahan, and I think long story short, to put a bow on this quick, is we got to take a break, is there's a lot of crumminess. There's a lot of scumbaggery that can happen in business, and this was certainly a business move, but when you use the victims and their families of 9/11 to prevent your talent and your organization from leaving for another more well-paying organization, and you use the tragedy that was 9/11 to prevent them from doing that, and then less than a year later, turn around and merge with them, sir, you are the scumbag of the year. Jay Monahan, PGA Tour Commissioner, and this is going to continue to develop, but just wanted to share that with you. Let's take this last time out. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are in the midst of their final week of off-season training activities. That's because the team decided to not hold their mandatory minicamp next week. Jets head coach Robert Saleh said the decision to skip the practices is due in part to the team playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd and therefore reporting a week earlier than everybody else to training camp. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin took part in team drills Tuesday for the first time this spring, just 6 months since he suffered a cardiac arrest during the Week 17 game against the Bengals. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan says Brock Purdy is ahead of schedule after undergoing elbow surgery in March. And NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who had foot surgery this offseason, is expected to be ready long before the start of training camp. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy-efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After nearly a year of bitterness and legal battles, the PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV Tour are now officially in business. The news comes as a surprise to a lot of us. LIV has been viewed as a major threat to the purity of the game, and the PGA has put an emphasis on loyalty and a sense of patriotism. Well, that mentality helped the tour keep some of its top players. The two leagues coming to an agreement on a merger will no doubt create a more competitive atmosphere. But after constantly attacking LIV due to the connection to Saudi sports washing, the hypocrisy in the new agreement is evident. The PGA removed players' tour cards for joining LIV and was persistent on giving players lifetime bans for jumping ship. Now the PGA has done exactly what they warned their players not to do. Not to mention, the league didn't even have the courtesy to inform their players on the agreement. It's not a good look for one of America's most historic sports leagues. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. You know our partners, TireRack.com, you know, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guide. They test the tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Yeah, those guys. You want a quiet tire with great traction, comfortable ride. Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole and Company, with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday, if I can get it spit out here. Got to thank Nick Osen once again of the 24/7 Sports Network and CycloneAlert.com for his contributions today. Cubs baseball, game two of a three-game series in Los Angeles against the Angels coming up here later tonight on The Fan. Pre-game begins at 8, first pitch at 8:35. Tune into Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson, 6 to 8 tomorrow. I'm back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.